Let's do a little bit of reading comprehension. Business phone calls, communication. I'm going to read a text to you. I'm going to read it twice. All right, then you have the possibility of reading it as well, so you can either open the Word doc that I'm going to include with this audio class, or you could just listen. That way it makes it listening comprehension. But if you follow me, which means you're reading together with me, that's a reading comprehension. That's a different kind of exercise, right? Listening comprehension means you're trying to understand a text without seeing it written down. Reading comprehension means you are following the text along with me. Now, mind you, reading comprehension is going to be 30% of the overall grade on the exam. So 100% is the overall grade. 30% of that is reading comprehension. When I have enough time to do a lot of practices for reading comprehension, because I mostly focus on grammar, because grammar is the basis for everything. If you don't understand your grammar, you will not be able to practice reading or listening comprehension. This is why we always focus on grammar first. But there's also reading comprehension part. This is why we're going to be reading texts. All right. So as I said before, I'm going to read this text. I'm going to read it twice. And then I'm going to read the questions. I'm going to give you time, and then I'm going to answer those questions. So you always have the answers to all the questions, all right? Because we don't have in classroom, in the general speaking classroom, you would be doing this in pairs. You would figure out the questions by yourselves, and then you would tell them to me. But since this is not a classroom, this is you listening to me, this is how we're going to do it. Okay, and remember to practice reading on your own as well, right? Because we're going to be practicing here, but not enough. Not enough for you to pass the exam 100%. You need to do homework on your own. I don't give any homework because I expect students to know where they need, what they need to work on, and then work on that. What I give you here is just an example of how to study, right? The rest you should do on your own, as in any other class, right? Okay, today's reading comprehension is called Business Phone Calls Communication. Listen up. Even with today's overall focus on technology, business phone calls are phone calls intended to discuss deals, agreements, and any other information of professional significance are important and often utilized as they allow experts from a number of different companies and organizations to completely understand one another. Like many other aspects of business, phone calls feature quite a few variables and elements that should be considered by those involved. Failing to consider these variables and elements can inhibit a business phone call's effects and negatively impact business relationships. First and foremost, a caller dials and starts a business phone call, while a receiver answers a business phone call. Starting a business phone call might appear to be easy as dialing a phone number, but there is a bit more to the process than that. The caller should assure that the call is taking place at an appropriate time for the receiver, that there is a well-defined subject matter to discuss, and then this subject matter is outlined. Well-defined subject matter could be anything from a potential deal to agreement specifics, and even an inquiry as to how a client is feeling and what he or she needs. Outlines of important discussion points, of reminders of topics that should be talked about during conversations help make business phone calls as meaningful and useful as possible. With that said, business phone calls can begin with some lighthearted small talk or non-official talk that's intended to offer a break from official conversation. To build trust and emphasize a relationship before proceeding into matters of professional concern. Receiving a business phone call is similarly straightforward. If one's unable to talk at any given moment, that generally accepts practice is to answer a call and request that the caller phone back at a later time, or that he or she receive a return call at a later time. Other than that, one simply answers, remains courteous and attentive, and allows the caller to guide the conversation. It's recommended that one take notes during business phone calls. exchanging information or providing contact details, pertinent figures or statistics, or other requested data is a common business phone call practice that can be started by the caller or the receiver. To exchange information, one simply asks the individual on the other end of the phone if he or she believes it would be mutually beneficial or helpful for all parties involved to swap specified information. For an agreement is made, the received information should be taken note of. If something that a caller says isn't completely understood or isn't clear, one can politely ask him or her to repeat what was said. This request can be as simple as, "Can you please repeat that?" or "Sorry, I didn't catch that." Ending a business phone call or the process of hanging up and bringing a conversation to a close is usually automatic. That occurs when both callers feel that the dialogue's purpose has been fulfilled. If a business phone call has to be ended early because something unforeseen has come up, the caller should ask if the dialogue can continue at a later time. Okay, did you understand this text? I'm going to read the text one more time to you. And then we're going to go and read the questions. I'm going to give you time to answer them. Again, at exam, because this is usually what interests most students, what is happening at an exam? At exam, you have enough time to read the text twice, right? So don't just listen to this. Follow along. Open the Word doc that is included in this audio, in this reading comprehension class, and follow the text with me, okay? All right, let's see. Ready? Business phone calls, communication. Even with today's overall focus on technology, business phone calls or phone calls intended to discuss deals, agreements, and any other information of professional significance are important and often utilized, as they allow experts from a number of different companies and organizations to completely understand one another. Like many other aspects of business, phone calls feature quite a few variables and elements that should be considered by those involved. Failing to consider these variables and elements can inhibit a business phone call's effects and negatively impact business relationships. First and foremost, a caller dials and starts a business phone call while a receiver answers a business phone call. Starting a business phone call might appear to be as easy as dialing a phone number, but there's a bit more to the process than that. The caller should assure that the call is taking place at an appropriate time for the receiver, that there's well-defined subject matter to discuss, and then this subject matter is outlined. Well-defined subject matter could be anything from a potential deal to agreement specifics, and even an inquiry as to how a client is feeling and what he or she needs. Outlines of important discussion points or reminders of topics that should be talked about during conversations help make business phone calls as meaningful and useful as possible. With that said, business phone calls can begin with some lighthearted small talk or non-official talk that's intended to offer a break from official conversation to build a trust and emphasize a relationship before proceeding into matters of professional concern. Receiving a business phone call is similarly straightforward. If one's unable to talk at a given moment, the generally accepted practice is to answer a call and request that the caller phone back at a later time, or that he or she receive a return call at a later time. Other than that, one simply answers, remains courteous and attentive, and allows the caller to guide the conversation. It's recommended that one take notes during business phone calls. Exchanging information or providing contact details, pertinent figures or statistics, or other requested data is common business phone call practice that can be started by the caller or the receiver. To exchange information, one simply asks the individual on the other end of the phone if he or she believes it would be mutually beneficial or helpful for all parties involved to swap specified information. If an agreement is made and received, information should be taken note of. If something that a caller says isn't completely understood or isn't clear, one can politely ask him or her to repeat what was said. This request can be as simple as, can you please repeat that? Or, sorry, I didn't catch that. Ending a business phone call or the process of hanging up and bringing a conversation to a close is usually automatic and occurs when both callers feel that the dialogue's purpose have been fulfilled. If a business phone call has to be ended early because something unforeseen has come up, the caller should ask if the dialogue can continue at a later time. Okay. Did you understand this text? This is a B1 advanced type of text. So all of you should be able to understand this. All right? This is, it's not a very difficult topic to understand too. Okay. Let's read the questions, and I'm going to leave you some time to answer them. How about we do this? So I read the question like we do with the grammar, and then I give you a minute to decide, and then I give you the answer. Let's do this, so that way you don't need to pause. What is a business phone call? Number one, a phone call between two friends. B, a phone call about no particular subject. And C, a phone call intended to discuss deals, agreements, and any other information of professional significance. Or D, none of the above. Okay, I'm going to give you a minute, and then I'm going to, for you to scan. The way you answer questions in reading comprehension is you don't need to remember anything. You just go ahead and look at the text. Of course, the more you practice, the more you'll understand that you actually do remember things. So that way you don't waste time of going back to the text and reading it again and then reading it again. So ideally what you would do is you would read the text once and you already have some information. And the second time, you have the very good percentage of you, what you remember or what you don't remember from the text. So, all right, starting from one now, a minute, answered question number one. Okay, what is a business phone call? Even without reading, this is a tip for exam, right? Even without reading, rereading the whole text, it's clear that a business phone call is not a phone call between two friends, right? Okay, so that one you don't even think about. B, a phone call about no particular subject, again, without rereading the text, of course it's not the right answer. And so is not number four, letter D, right? None of the above. The correct answer is, of course, letter C, a phone call intended to discuss deals, agreements, and any other information of professional significance. Right? Right. Even without rereading the text, it's a pretty clear answer. But what about number two? Number two is, whose job is it to outline a business phone call's conversation topics? A, the receiver. B, the company. C, the caller. D, both the company and the receiver. I'm going to give you a minute to decide. Okay, number two, whose job is it to outline a business phone call's conversation topics? Now, this is a tricky one. This one you will not just remember. But if you look back in the text, it says that you should generally be guided by the caller, which means that whoever is calling you will be leading the conversation, right? So the answer will be C. Number three, what is the purpose of small talk? A, to help business experts make deals. B, to offer the caller and receiver a brief break and improve their relationship. C, to waste company time and resources. And D, to see who can talk at a lower volume. Take a minute to decide. Okay, what is the purpose of small talk? A, to help business experts make deals. B, to offer the caller and receiver a brief break and improve their relationship. C, to waste company time and resources. D, to see who can talk at a lower volume. Of course, the answer would be, that's right, B, to offer the caller and receiver a brief break and improve their relationship. Good. Question number four. What type of information should be exchanged? A, information that's unrelated to work. B, information that's agreed upon at the start of a conversation. C, any information. D, mutually beneficial information. Okay, take a minute to decide. Okay. What type of information should be exchanged? A, information that's unrelated to work, and that's common sense. It's very easy to say that makes no sense. Letter B, information that's agreed upon at the start of a conversation. C, any information. D, mutually beneficial information. Here, you could have a question between B and a D, right? But what else we learn from the text, it's letter B, information that's agreed upon at the start of the conversation that is going to be led by the caller. Okay, number five, how should one ask a caller to repeat something? A, politely and respectfully to aid the conversation and the relationship. B, rudely to punish him or her for not being clear. C, one shouldn't ask a caller to repeat something. D, quickly to save time. Minute to decide. Okay, how should one ask a caller to repeat something? I think these kind of questions are also good practice for your daily life, don't you think? A, politely and respectfully to aid the conversation and the relationship. B, rudely to punish him or her for not being clear. C, one shouldn't ask a caller to repeat something. D, quickly to save time. Of course, the answer is A, politely and respectfully to aid the conversation and the relationship. How did you guys do? And remember, the best way to practice reading comprehension is to read a lot in English, right? So, of course, when you read a general text, you go online and read a newspaper, which I recommend you do. Any online newspaper will do, the New York Times, BBC, whatever you prefer. You go online and read it. Of course, there are no follow-up questions like the exercise that we do. But that would give you the benefit of learning new words and also learning to read in English, which is going to be so, so, so helpful for you at the exam because you will be used to reading in English. All right? So if I can advise, go online every day, go on any English or American newspaper and read one article a day. Really, how long is that going to take? It's going to take about 10 minutes, 5 minutes, if that's a short article. I could recommend The New Yorker, a wonderful online magazine about New York and all over the world, The New York Times, BBC. Those are my three favorites. And then whatever else you want to read that is in English is fine with me. Because that way you're going to practice your ability to read, to understand, and also to read and understand in a concise time, right? Because that's what you need at exam. You need to be able to understand a text within a 15 minutes, right? Because 15 minutes is what you will have for reading comprehension, roughly speaking, right? More or less. So in the 15 minutes time, you'll need to understand a text that is twice as long as the one that we read today. And, you know, it takes practice to do it. Okay. Thank you.